This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy you're around. Here we are, ready to resettle the day, if you will. Continuing in conversation, the DJV program, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schilling with two L's and two N's. She's right there at the ready. We're all on Twitter, too, by the way, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schilling, at Doug Steffen. So check that out. Like us on Facebook. /DJV Show. The podcast you can find, DJVshow.com. In the one that's posted now, we talk about the insanity of the heat around the country and the storms that have gone with it. Also, we talk about the humorous way police dealt with the heat. I think it was Braintree, one of the towns of the South Shore. They asked criminals to stay home and not to get involved in trouble because it was too hot.
Stay in their mom's basements. Yep.
Stay, right, exactly. And then we talk about the droughts and how they're hurting our national parks like Joshua Tree. Then there's a focus on Sharon Stone about how Hollywood treated her after she had a bad stroke. It's taken a long time for her to come back again, but she's back now. And then Amazon Prime Day, still people talking about what they got, what they didn't get. I think still it is one of the great ripoffs of the modern era. But people love it. People love mystery as well, right? I've been promising all morning to talk about the new way of keeping cool. That's remained a mystery, but I'm going to unveil the mystery after Jennifer unveils the mystery of an In-N-Out burger in New York.
Okay, huh? So how many of you first know what an In-N-Out burger is?
Yeah. It's one of the
feel like it's like a legendary
popular
burger joint in California. It's in movies, and if you're an East Coaster like I am, I don't eat meat, but I don't know. I've heard about In-N-Out Burger forever.
You can get the grilled cheese if you don't eat meat. You can actually get
I love
In-N-Out
grilled cheese. Okay.
Cheese. Yeah. So In-N-Out is an iconic West Coast burger chain.
You know, so, I'm going to stop you for a second. Yeah. I didn't know as much time as I spent in California. And as many In-N-Outs as I go by, my son loves In-N-Out burgers. I never knew until just this minute that they have cheeseburger. They have just a.
Oh, yeah, you can get a grilled cheese. It's basically the hamburger without the burger. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So a New York City man, so people love In-N-Out. People will actually fly them places or take them home because they're it's the thing. So a New York City guy could not believe his eyes when he was walking down the street and he found an untouched double-double burger from In-N-Out laying in the middle of the road. In New York. He was actually walking to McDonald's at the time with his wife when he saw the burger, and he said it was sitting comedically, like perfectly up on the street, completely untouched. He thought he was like on a hidden video show. He said, it genuinely shook me to my core. This is him telling the New York Post this. At first, he thought that it wasn't real because the burger looked so fresh, and there are no In-N-Out burgers located east of Kansas City, and he knows from experience that the burgers just don't last if you try to bring them back from the West Coast. He said, every time I've tried to bring them back, he said, they've been inedible. The bun gets soggy, it becomes a mess. He said, this one was in such perfect condition, it just felt strange. After taking a closer look, he realized that the burger appeared to be the real deal. He said, he pointed out the placement of the onions, how the bun was toasted. He said the theory is that the burger was brought to New York by a wealthy person, maybe on a private jet. And he said that his inbox now is filled with direct messages with other theories about how the burger ended up on a random street in the heart of Queens. He said he's got hundreds of emails with people trying to speculate how that burger ended up on the street, perfectly upright, untouched. He said he's desperate to know the truth. He has to know how it happens. In-N-Out says they have no idea.
Life.
They've waited. Yeah, they've waited on the burger. They said it's mysterious. They have no idea. But it was found nearly 2,000 miles from the closest In-N-Out restaurant.
And it's in Queens.
So did he eat it? Because he certainly picked it up and touched it if he's looking at the onions and everything else on it.
He took pictures. I hope he ate it. Why wouldn't you?
No.
Laying on the street? No. But this guy seemed really excited.
I laugh because he says untouched, except it's sitting on the road. So it's been touched by quite a lot of stuff in New York.
Right. Yeah. It was probably on an airport or on an airplane because all the airports in New York are in Queens. And so someone either dropped it trying to do what he had said. And I've had tons of friends try to bring In-N-Out Burgers back, and it just doesn't work. So maybe someone else tried to do that and then ditched it.
A rich guy on a private jet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, you're usually up on all of this stuff. There was an interview that was published that basically focused on Al Franken and his career and how he now regrets that he resigned. And there are a lot of other Democrats, apparently, who agree with him. And they are saying that it's too bad we pushed you out. There was
Kirsten Gillibrand, one of them, who actually has taken a lot of heat for doing that.
Well, did he or didn't he? The picture that I saw was of him, was it Leanne Tweeden? I've forgotten who it was, but him.
Yeah, she's my crosstown nemesis in Los Angeles radio.
Not really.
She's nice. I know she was on Baghdad. This program.
Yeah, we had her on for a while after I went to Baghdad with her and Tony Orlando and a bunch of other folks to entertain the troops. And
she does a lot for the troops.
Nice kid. But anyway, the point is that the Democrats now wish that they had left him in because apparently the feelings of the people in Minnesota that voted him in, they wish that he was there rather than whoever's there. Who's there? I don't even know who's there who replaced him. Do you?
I can't remember. I'm sure I do. I just can't remember offhand.
Some Casper Milquetoast that didn't get anything done.
The story is that, and the New Yorker did this piece, which is why it's coming back up again, that they really, 3 weeks after the story came out from Leanne Tweeden, that he touched her inappropriately, and she has a picture of it, although it's hard to tell if his hands are actually on her girl parts or if they're kind of in the air, but he looks like he's tweaking her, you know. And then she also claims that he kissed her inappropriately. And when she came out with these claims, 3 weeks after that, he was done. Now, he's saying he always said he never did anything inappropriate. He never wanted to make her feel uncomfortable. Now they're saying perhaps maybe she was doing this for attention because they pulled up a lot of other images of her on the same kind of overseas tour where she's, like, got her leg up on Robin Williams, all these different things, that, like, kind of, you know,
she's very
edgy pictures.
Knowing and her, taking the time on the trip, she's very capable of doing that.
And this is a station who helped her orchestrate it because they've been really suffering in
KABC.
The ratings. So, yeah. So,
so you're doing better in the ratings by far than on KRLA.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer does the morning program in L.A. after she does this program, and their numbers are much better than KRLA. When I was at KRLA in the 90s, we had 4.6, 4.7, 4.8 share all the time, which was fabulous, frankly. And now it's not even a... They don't even have a one share. I'm getting in the weeds a little bit, but share means that of every 100 people listening, in this case, 4.7 of those 100 are listening to KABC. And in Jennifer's case, they're...
Well, not 4.7. Right. They're not even getting one.
No, that's not. Right. Exactly. And she's on the morning show there. That's the point that we're trying to
make. She's actually on middays now. They just moved her around. But, she's on with Dr. Drew.
Well, that's an interesting combination. Drew is the best thing on the station as far as I'm concerned. I think it's very interesting. He's a very interesting guy. Always has been. All right, so anyway, we find that Al Franken did a radio program for a long time. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but
I think for him, it was a timing issue. I think if it had happened today, he could have ridden the storm. But when the story came out, that the Me Too movement was really hot. It was at the tip of everybody's tongue. Everybody was trying to take everybody else down. And because of that, I don't know that he could have survived. So as much as it's easy to look back now and say, well, I should have ridden it out, at that particular moment, in that particular month of that particular year, that was the top headline was all about Me Too.
Got him. 15 past the hour. Speaking of getting him, last night I was in the Bed Bath & Beyond, and I walked by the My Pillow display case, and I looked at all the things that they have there, all the things that we talk about, all the things you can find at MyPillow.com, and the prices were just not as good as you can get by going to the My Pillow website and using the promo code DJV. They just aren't. We have the best prices, the best connection. So if you're tossing and turning and you're not getting a good night's rest, you're waking up in the middle of the night The mattress is a problem. There's nothing worse, and all of you probably can attest to this, getting in this time of year when we have so much heat, even if we have air conditioning, when the mattresses, bad old mattresses, get hot, and the mattress holds the heat in, you know what I mean? And your body sweats, and then the mattress stinks, and the mattress topper smells, and the sheets smell, and ugh. So how about we get you on to thinking about not only the mattress, but the mattress topper made of three layers. The MyPillow mattress topper made of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature through the night. So let's wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a remarkable company. All their products are made right here in the USA. The pillows are the mainstay of MyPillow.com, obviously, but they're all their products are 100% machine washable and dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Use it and like it, or get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, order pillows, mattresses, the stewardship that comes from Mike Lindell, the inventor, and the fabulous work that's done by those people in the factory. It's something we can all be proud of. And you'll love your sheets. That's the most important thing. And you'll love your pillows and pillowcases. Get them all at deep discounts at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip!
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Calitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well. But I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Calitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds. She lost 40. But do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Calitrin that's helping you lose weight over time, it's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJV for savings and summer sizzler at toploss.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so all of this hoopla, this is not a commercial, but it's an interesting new product called the Eva Smart 2. It's a portable, all-in-one air conditioner, purifier, and humidifier. And if there was ever a time in our lives when we think about these things, this is it. This is a machine that will cover, it's just a little small, it's like in a box, but it does everything. Doesn't use much power. It's 10 times more efficient than any kind of portable AC and 20 times more effective than the traditional split system that you have. So you have lower energy bills, cleans the air up. It's really kind of an interesting device. So if you're interested in it, call the Eva Smart 2. Portable air. Those are even the concept of a portable air conditioner. Kind of cool to have you move from room to room as you move yourself around. So there it is, a little relief in this hot old summertime. 21 after on the DJV show.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
N72719, restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Unmistakable voice of Freddie Mercury, although I think Rami Malek was so good, you'd have to listen carefully to hear the difference.
Well, Rami didn't sing.
Rami didn't sing anything.
So you'd really have to listen.
No. Let's be factual. He didn't sing a lick of anything. That's 100% Freddie Mercury's voice.
In the last scene of the movie, I thought he was singing.
No, he's just acting.
Oh, God, no. No, that's live footage of Freddie at Live Aid.
He did an amazing job at recreating the way he moved and everything like that, but he didn't do any of the voice.
All right, so there we have it, folks. The truth, it's actual, and everything is satisfactual. 25 after the hour on the DJV show. So Victoria, Kara, Doug with the music video for Bohemian Rhapsody, released back in 1975, now officially surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. Can you imagine that? Crack it up, Carol. Imagine anything getting 1 billion views. It's the first pre-1990s music video to reach that milestone on YouTube.
And I think Taylor Swift has hit that, and Ariana Grande. Yeah, like modern artists hit that, but this is, it's a big deal for a band that's that old. You know, Freddie would be, let's see, Freddie's birthday's in September. He would have been 73 in this September. So it is kind of a crazy milestone.
Yeah. To celebrate, the band releasing a newly remastered HD version of the Bohemian Rhapsody video on its YouTube channel. In partnership with YouTube Music, Queen is launching its You're the Champions project, which gives fans the opportunity to take part in three new user-generated videos. Bandmates Brian May and Roger Taylor said, quote, "We're honored that Bohemian Rhapsody has just hit 1 billion views on YouTube. And we want to thank you all. Celebrate with our amazing fans all around the world by creating three new music videos on our songs featuring you. Whether you're a musician, singer, dancer, visual artist, or you want to have some fun, go to youarethechampions.com, find out more, and we'll see you on the road somewhere. You Are the Champions, singers and instruments can submit their take on Bohemian Rhapsody. Dancers get to work on rendition of Don't Stop Me Now. And visual artists are asked to design any word or phrase from Kind of Magic lyrics. Queen's YouTube channel will feature the finished videos later on this year. Imagine these guys must feel like they pinch themselves every once in a while, like they stepped in it, because they've all of this attention on the movie, they've recreated, they've reemerged.
They're on a sold-out tour right now with Adam Lambert, so
making a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of people who are always sold out, Paul McCartney in the music news, writing his first stage musical for an adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life. Excuse me, he's going to write music and collaborate on the lyrics with screenwriter and playwright Lee Hall. He said, like many of these things, this all started with an email. The director asked if it was something I might be up for. Writing a musical isn't something that had ever really appealed to me, but I met up with Lee Hall, had a chat, found myself thinking this could be interesting and fun. It's a Wonderful Life is a universal story. We all can relate to it for sure. So McCartney has nearly completed the songs for the musical, which is set to arrive late next year. Remember back the film version of It's a Wonderful Life back in 1946, based on Van Doren Stern's short story, The Greatest Gift. So this will be a nice gift as well. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration trying to accelerate the removal of immigrants who cannot prove that they've resided in the U.S. for 2 years. It's likely to face several legal challenges, but the Department of Homeland Security wants the policy to take effect today, allowing deportations without a hearing for people who've been in the U.S. for less than 2 years. President Trump insists that Iranian leaders are lying when they claim they've captured 17 CIA spies.
It's totally a false story. That's another lie. They put out propaganda. They put out lies.
Breaking news out of Great Britain as Boris Johnson will soon be its new prime minister. Johnson was elected leader of the UK Conservative Party this morning. He'll take over the prime minister role tomorrow, succeeding Theresa May, as that country struggles with a way to implement Brexit and leave the European Union.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You back on to what's going on in our world. This is the DJV program, Tuesday, the 23rd of July, on the air with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Our focus on this police officer who suggested something to or about AOC. He got his comeuppance. We'll talk about that after Victoria brings us up to date on the future of one Boris Johnson.
Yes, well, the future looks bright for Boris Johnson. He has successfully taken the role of Britain's new prime minister. He, of course, faces a bit of a bumpy ride with Brexit, and he is the 77th prime minister of Britain. He also has to deal with an escalating crisis with Iran right now. He is actually American-born, but he's a British citizen. He's 55 years old. He already has a pretty good relationship with President Trump. He becomes Britain's 14th prime minister to serve under Queen Elizabeth II. And he will...
Think about that.
14 prime ministers. It's crazy. Right. He'll also be the... he's also the third leader from from the UK's Conservative Party, which included David Cameron, who was the Prime Minister back in 2016. He's the one who actually called for the controversial referendum on leaving the EU, which is now known as Brexit. So, excuse me, it didn't actually start with Theresa May, it started with David Cameron. And so in a brief address after taking over the role, he said he would deliver Brexit and unite the country. So he won two-thirds of eligible
Trump's
votes.
Help to do that in the economic deals that have been put together to keep Britain afloat. He's an uninspiring chap.
Well, he's also a little bit of a Looney Tune. Yeah. He's been, if you've, you know, I know you and I, Doug, kind of follow British politics and European politics. He's quit his job like four times. He's constantly walking out. He's, if you've ever seen him on TV, he's the guy with the crazy hair.
He's a blowhard.
He is. He's a bit of a nut job. So we'll see. I think he's not going to be able to bring this across the goal line.
He won't.
But the interesting thing with Britain, it's different. They actually elect a party, not a person. So within the, that's why they've gone from Theresa May, they went from David Cameron to Theresa May, and then now Boris Johnson. They're all within the same Conservative Party. I think a lot of Americans don't understand how that system works. So basically, they can keep changing their leader over and over and still remain the government that's in power.
It's an interesting thought. I would not, you know, our system is modeled after the French system, not the English system. And it's just, it would be nice, however, to have the ability to change some of these characters from time to time. Speaking of changing characters, I was thinking of Benjamin Netanyahu. Is he American-born? Was he born in New Jersey? I know he went to Princeton.
He went to Princeton. I don't know if he was born here or not. Not sure.
Yeah, another guy, a character, cut out of the same cloth, or maybe some people think some of the same stitches as Donald Trump. Speaking of that, Israel has started demolishing the Palestinian settlement on the West Bank. This is going to certainly ruffle more feathers there. They've been talking about tearing down this settlement for years. Israel says the village was built illegally, and it was, according to the Oslo Accords and the United Nations. It's supposed to be under Palestinian control, but yet the land is Israeli. It's a mess. Israel's Minister of Public Safety defended the decision, saying the buildings were uninhabited and illegal. Well, there have been squatters there for years, but basically he's right. They haven't been inhabited for a long time. I remember the last time I went to Israel, which was, what, 2-3 years ago? Were you here when I went the last time, Victoria? I think you were the first year.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I remember going over there, and one of the things that we talked about, looking at the side of the hill, because everything is so small there. You know, you think about big, and you hear all this, the focus on this like it was some huge, big deal. The West Bank is maybe 14 acres of land, maybe. And it's across on the other side from the old city of Jerusalem. You can throw a stone across from one to the other. And they've been fighting about this land, and the more proximate it is to the old city of Jerusalem, the more they fight about it. And so this is stuff been going on. I remember that when I was there last time, we couldn't go down a couple of streets because they were shooting at each other. The Palestinians are shooting at the Israelis are shooting down, and it's across a main street. It's that crazy there. So anyway, Palestinians still working on the war crimes claim against Israel in the International Criminal Court, and Palestinians continue to say this is a serious escalation of the problem, and that's why they want international intervention. The UN has urged Israel not to do it. I'm going back there for Uri Geller, my friend's birthday in December, and the opening of his museum. Hopefully it is. I remember I was there once when it was pretty hot. There was some stuff going on. I mean, the stuff about shooting across the street at each other, that goes on all the time. It's just they kind of laugh about it because they don't aim. That one of the things is it's assumed that when they're shooting the guns across the thing, they're not aiming at anybody. They're not even aiming at buildings. They just shoot.
That's fun.
I want to tell you something. These people are nuts on both sides. They are just plain crazy. Speaking of that, the policeman who suggested that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez needed to be shot has been terminated, along with a second officer who liked his post on Facebook. The police chief said it was an embarrassment to his department. Yes, it was. We may not like Ocasio-Cortez. I'm not a fan. But come on. Yeah, how stupid do you have to be to post something like that?
Well, and that shows you the level of intellect of the police department in Louisiana there. You know, come on. This is just, and this happens all across the country. How do we give ignoramuses guns and trust them to keep us safe, to arrest the right people, not arrest the wrong people? I mean, come on. When you're showing that level of bias, it's ridiculous.
All right, one other quickie. An economics professor, say that again, Doug, economics prof at a college in, I want to say Wyoming. Anyway, the local college was covered in the newspaper. The prof made a statement that he'd never failed a single student before in his life, but he failed an entire class. The class insisted that socialism worked, and that no one would be poor and no one would be rich, a great equalizer. The professor said, okay, we'll try an experiment in this class. All grades will be averaged, and everyone will receive the same grade, so no one will fail and no one will get an A. All right? And after the first test, the grades were averaged. Everybody got a B. Students who studied hard were upset. Students who studied little were happy. As the second test rolled around, the students who studied little studied even less, and the ones who studied hard decided they wanted a free ride too, so they didn't study. Second test average was a D. Nobody was happy. The third test rolled around. Nobody did anything. The average was an F, so the whole class failed. That's it. End of story. Here's a story about something that will absolutely be a game changer with you. If you're living with aches and pains like lots of our listeners are, get on your feet. Sierra Sil, company from Reno, Nevada, has worked out a formula to relieve, and I mean relieve, aching joints, pains in your hips, your back. I have them all over my body from being on the farm. This is the Feel Better formula. And in order to get the point across, when you go online to achefree.live and sign up, get some of the treatment, you pay 50% less than you would have last week, because you're listening to the story about how well it works here on the DJV show. Yep. Use the code DJV at achefree.live, and you get Sierra Sil for 50% off. And if you don't get relief, you get your money back. If you've tried all the usual, the standards, glucosamine, chondroitin, that sort of thing, Joint Formula 14 is so different, so thoroughly better. Go online now. Get the details at achefree.live. Special 50% offer from the DJV folks. Use DJV as a code, and also find out about the Leaps and Bounds formula for your dog. All Sierra Sil products and all available at achefree.live.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Dating apps, extremely popular these days. There are 41 million single, divorced, widowed men and women in our country who are over the age of 50. And the apps that are around right now are dull and boring. So we found something that's new and different. And we have Charlie Lester here, the co-founder of Lumen, which is the first ever app-only dating platform dedicated to people who are over the age of 50, with all of the profiles verified, 100% of them, which is a big problem, I'm told by some of my friends who are doing this. I tried it a little, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the exposure, so I don't do it. But a lot of my friends are doing this. So here we go. Charlie, let's talk about what Lumen is, L-U-M-E-N, and how it works.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, as you said, we saw that there were products out there for over 50s, but most of them seem to be treating people in their 50s and 60s like they were already retired and probably closer to 80 than closer to 50. And a lot of the people we knew in their 50s and 60s really use their phone very similarly to people in their 30s or 40s. And we're trying to use the apps that were out there that were designed for millennials, and either ending up on apps that their kids were using or just feeling a little bit ignored because you can't sign up to some of those apps if you're over 50. You have to lie about your age, or you get grouped into like a 55-plus bracket where you don't even have an age group. So we thought it was time to really create something for this age group.
So you're, if I'm not mistaken, weren't you on one of the shows, weren't you a judge on The Apprentice or one of those shows back a year or two ago?
Yeah, I was. I've worked as a dating expert for about 6 years now. So maybe 3 years ago, someone designed a dating app in the final of The Apprentice. So they brought me in for Lord Sugar as his guest advisor to judge the app. It wasn't very good.
Well, listen, you can't have everything. So what have you used it yourself?
No, I'm not over 50, but I do have a profile on there. So both me and my co-founder have profiles on the app specifically so that we can help people. So my profile has loads of tips on how to improve your dating profile, and people can literally send me questions, whether it's what should I change on my profile, can you look at my profile and help me change my pictures. And they quite often send us messages telling us that they're going on dates. And very recently I got a message over the app where someone said, look, I've just logged on just to tell you that we got engaged through Lumen, which is really cool. So it's a really nice to chat to our members that way.
Is that you on the motorcycle?
No, it's not me on the motorcycle.
No. I'm looking at the app. So this is the whole business of getting into relationships. It's sticky business. I guess there are a lot of people that don't trust not only the apps but the sites themselves. So how do we trust this? How do we make this work for ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned photo verification. That's a real key part of this for us. So over 50s are the group that get most targeted by scammers and catfish. And so it's understandable that people can be hesitant about going online and, you know, sharing personal details. So we wanted to make Lumen as safe as a space as possible. So one of the things that we do, when you sign up, the app asks to take a selfie of you. And that selfie doesn't appear on your profile, but what we do is we use AI and photo recognition to cross-reference the selfie that you upload with the picture that you've put on your profile to prove that you are the person in those pictures. We also do things like your location is used by GPS, so you can't lie and be in another country and say that you're in the United States. So there's lots of stuff that goes on behind the scenes to try and protect our members and keep them as safe as possible.
Really? It's all about technology. Isn't technology amazing? They're talking about facial recognition and things like that. I think it scares a lot of people because they think, you know, everybody's going to be identified as somebody who's a baddie in one way or another. But I guess it's good for safety purposes.
It is good for safety purposes. I think the key is data protection, right? I mean, I'm from the UK. We have really strict data protection laws. And so I think just knowing that your data isn't being shared anywhere else or used for anything other than the safety mechanisms on the app is really important. Yeah. But yeah, we want to make Lumen members feel as safe as possible, really.
All right. How do we find this app?
So you can check out more details on our website, which is www.lumenapp.com, L-U-M-E-N-A-P-P.com. Or if you just go to your app store, whether you've got an iPhone or a Google, an Android phone, and you can search for Lumen, L-U-M-E-N.
All right, Charlie, good. Nice to meet you. Best of luck with this, the Lumen dating app, L-U-M-E-N-A-P-P, Lumen app. Charlie Lester from Lumen. At 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood.
The theme for Mr. Rogers. And Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So the reason this is in our focus is because there's a new movie about Mr. Rogers. Chuck Curry is here, our movie mogul, movie man, movie news, movie moments. So Tom Hanks plays Mr. Rogers, does he not?
He does. Sony Pictures dropped the first trailer to a movie called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which Tom Hanks stars as Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood fame. It looks good. And Tom Hanks fits that role like a glove. Yeah. It comes out in November. You know, it's really good, Doug, actually, to get intrigued or a little bit excited about something that's not a massive ten-pole superhero blow 'em up type film.
Yep.
And that's a good thing,
I
think.
100%. Yeah, I do too. You and I are on the same.
And it's becoming rarer and rarer when you have that feeling, I got to tell you.
Well, I see a lot of stuff around. If you go to find the right movie theaters, but one wonders why it is that they, it's like they're shooting themselves in the foot. Not only the promoters, the producers, the theaters themselves, because you can't keep making the same product and have the same results over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
You know, it is interesting though. But if you look at the box office totals worldwide, because it is a worldwide market. I mean, the United States is obviously a major player, but not the only player. And you see some of these bigger films, like The Avengers, obviously did over $2 billion worldwide. Spider-Man now at $1 billion worldwide. Disney's Aladdin's almost at $1 billion worldwide. So you can take one of these studios can ride a wave on one or two films in a 6-month period if it
What happened? We lost Tucker. All right. See what we can do about that. Carol, would you please? Whilst we play an exciting commercial, and then we'll get back to the focus on Mr. Rogers, some other movie news here on the DJV show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, so Chucker, now that we've taken care of that problem, what else do you have in your movie news bag?
Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which opens on Thursday night, tracking pretty well, like a $35, $40 million opening weekend. He just gave an interview saying him and Uma Thurman have spoke about doing a third entry in the Kill Bill franchise. I got to be honest, I have no interest. I'm not a big fan of the Kill Bill movies at all.
And then, awful.
Yeah. And then Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have written a script and will co-star together in a movie titled The Last Duel for director Ridley Scott. It's described as a medieval period piece. I can't say I'm that excited about that one either. But I am going to pay to see Mr. Rogers' A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's... But what other things... You usually, with each quarter, give us what the big movies are going to be. The rest of the summer are all super. Does it depend on the time of year when a certain action or certain types of movies come out? Do you find?
Yeah, I mean, the summer you get the big popcorn movie. Toward the end of the year, you get more Oscar bait stuff, which starts hitting theaters November, December, and then they play throughout January. That's when the art house theater has a chance to survive. But I got to tell you, I don't know the name of the theater, but there's a big theater in New York City that played primarily art house movies that's going to go out of business next month. And it tells you something about where the marketplace is going. A lot of the adult-oriented stuff, Doug, is really now made for streaming and home devices, and people are not going to theaters to see some of the smaller stuff anymore. That's just sad fact in reality.
I like it. Maybe that's an age thing, but I sure like it. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry here as our movie man.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.